College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the woman and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Creighton head coach Greg McDermott. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. A reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show. And please feel free to leave us comments. And also, check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archives, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by Geico. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV, even help with homeowners or renters coverage, plus add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today. Now we've got you set for all your Geico needs. 7 weeks from today, we will have college basketball. I had a great week on the road last week in New England. The Seaport District in Boston was on fire. Saw a bunch of teams, which I'm going to highlight later in this podcast. The spotlight today, as we set the table for Greg McDermott to join this podcast in a couple minutes, is the Creighton Blue Jays. Creighton is loaded, in my opinion. They return Ryan Nemhard, the Big East Rookie of the Year. They return Ryan Kalkbrenner, the Big East Defensive Player of the Year. And they have Trey Alexander, and they have Arthur Kaluma, and they have South Dakota State transfer Baylor Shireman. And to me, that starting five can look anybody in college basketball dead in the eye, whether it's Gonzaga, whether it's North Carolina, anybody. Creighton has the requisites to go toe-to-toe with any of those teams. But how will those pieces fit for Creighton? How will Creighton deal with expectations? We'll find out when Creighton head coach Greg McDermott joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein, coming up next. And before we chat with Creighton's Greg McDermott, I want to tell you about Indeed. When you're drafting your fantasy team, do you ever wish you could do the same with your business team? If you're building a roster to win the league, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for the right candidates, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that helps you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match. As soon as you sponsor a post, get a short list of quality candidates who match your job description. You can invite them to apply right away. And one of the things I love about Indeed is they are a powerful hiring partner. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Find great talent faster through tools like Indeed Instant Match, virtual interviews, and one of my favorites, assessments. And even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/collegehoops to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/collegehoops. Indeed.com/collegehoops. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Creighton returns a large nucleus of last year's team that advanced to the round of 32, lost to eventual national champion Kansas. The head coach of the Blue Jays is Greg McDermott. He now joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. And Mac, first, I know you love to golf, but beyond obviously hitting the links, where was the McDermott family vacation spot this past summer?
We just spent some time at the lake. The kids were all back a little bit, and so it was good to have everybody together, but really not much for vacations. Quick trip to San Diego, but that's about it.
All right. Well, you're obviously recharging the batteries for a big season. There's major buzz around your program, and for good reason. You know, the last time it feels like there was this amount of buzz regarding Creighton in the preseason, it was the 13-14 season, which was obviously your first year in the Big East. How do you think it compares?
Yeah, it's that and then some, probably. Obviously, the new journey to the Big East at in 2013-14 was obviously a huge deal to our fans. But I think our fans are really excited about this group, and rightly so. This is this group has worked really hard. Our sophomore class in particular really grew up a lot a year ago, and I think our fans really enjoyed watching them grow up right in front of their eyes. So they've all worked hard, they've all made progress, and hopefully we can live up to some of these expectations.
And, you know, last year you advanced the Big East tournament title game without Ryan Nemhard, who was the Big East Rookie of the Year. Then you play in the round of 32 against Kansas, the team that won the national title, without Ryan Nemhard and without Ryan Kalkbrenner, who was the Big East Defensive Player of the Year. Even though you didn't win those games, how gratifying was it to see your team perform like that shorthanded?
Yeah, I think it really gave our guys a lot of confidence, John, moving into the off season. And we had a couple situations during the year last year, lost Kalkbrenner at UConn early in the second half and found a way kind of with a hodgepodge lineup that we hadn't used much to win that game. And then the way that I think we played without Nemhard down the stretch, the end of the Big East season and into the Big East tournament, I think just taught our guys that things happen and you have to be able to adjust and you have to be able to move on. The next guy's got to step up. And so I think we were able to handle the situation with Kalkbrenner going down late in that San Diego State game better than most teams, simply because we've been through it a lot during the course of the season. The guys prepared really well, and obviously Kansas ended up winning the national championship and had an unbelievable year. But I was certainly proud of the way we performed.
Now, two players that shine late in the year when your team was shorthanded, Trey Alexander, Arthur Kaluma, are back, plus Ryan Nemhard, plus Ryan Kalkbrenner, plus you add South Dakota State transfer Baylor Shireman, who had a heck of a career at South Dakota State. How is Greg McDermott, who obviously knows how to get 36 holes of golf within one day and get the right recipe on his ribs while he's, barbecuing at the lake, make all of that mesh?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I really think John Baylor was a perfect fit for us. He shoots the basketball incredibly well, but I think he probably is underappreciated as a passer. And I think that's what our guys have enjoyed a lot about him, is that he really moves the basketball. And, sometimes, in my eyes, probably turns down some shots he should take to make that extra pass. And that allows a guy to fit in and be comfortable with his teammates in a hurry. And, there's a couple – Sharif Mitchell's back as well. And, Sharif played a lot of basketball for us. He was playing 20 minutes plus a game on that Sweet 16 team. And then you had Francisco Farabello from TCU, who played an important role on their NCAA tournament run last year as well. So, we have some depth as well that we're really excited about. Ben Schultzberg, I think, is going to be a heck of a player. Mason Miller has made great strides from last year. And then Frederick King, I think, will give us some depth on the inside as well. So, we really like this group. It's the deepest team that we've had. And, I think our guys understand that, for us to be successful, we're going to have to play an unselfish brand of basketball that we played in the past.
Creighton head coach Greg McDermott joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, let's get to Baylor Shireman for a second. You've obviously coached him every day the last couple of months. If there was one player, past or present, that Baylor Shireman most reminded Greg McDermott of, who would it be?
He's a bigger version of Mitch Ballack, probably. I think he even passes it better than Mitch, but, he has that kind of deep range well beyond the three-point line. Great basketball IQ. I think the thing that his rebounding numbers last year at South Dakota State, even against Power 5 competition, were really impressive. So I think he's a bigger Mitch Ballack that rebounds the basketball positionally very well. But he's, like I said, he's a perfect fit for what we needed, and I think will fit seamlessly into this roster.
Well, you mentioned he's a great passer. Obviously, so is Ryan Nembhard. You know, it's ironic, Mac. You know, it feels like because you played so well towards the end of last season when your roster was shorthanded, people forget about just how good Ryan Nembhard was till he went out of the lineup late in the year. Players always make their biggest jump from their freshman to sophomore season. As Ryan Nembhard takes that leap, what do you anticipate?
Yeah, you know, he ended up missing quite a bit of time with the wrist injury. So, you know, it was probably, into the summer before he was able to really gear it back up. But I just think going through the Big East schedule and, you know, struggling early the way that our team did and even he did at times was really helped his maturation process as a basketball player. And, he understands the system now. He understands his teammates better. Him and Kalkbrenner in ball screen situations are, you know, very difficult to defend because of Ryan's ability to shoot it and also, you know, throw that thing up there and let Kalkbrenner go get it. So, you know, I expect him to have a great year. And as I mentioned earlier, with Sharif Mitchell back, Nembhard doesn't have to play 37 minutes a game and we don't have to run him into the ground like we did last year because, Sharif really brings a defensive presence to our team and can play with that same pace that Ryan Nembhard can.
You know, you had mentioned the ball screen stuff with Nembhard and Kalkbrenner. You know, Kalkbrenner, again, is another guy who maybe doesn't get the attention he deserves nationally, but put up great numbers, was incredibly effective protecting the rim. He's only made 3 threes in 2 years. And obviously the staple of your program is, you know, players who have great skill from all over the court. I'm not saying this guy has to be Ethan Rogge, but could we see Ryan Kalkbrenner this season become more of a threat facing the basket from long distance?
Yeah, you will see it. He's worked really hard at it. And, you know, obviously he aspires to play in the NBA, and I think he will play in the NBA. And, you know, 10 years ago, there were 3 guys like him on every NBA roster. Now there's 1. So, you know, he has to be able to do some different things and, you know, being able to operate in a short role in the middle of the floor and make decisions is really important as he moves on to the next level. And having a big guy that can stretch the floor and make a 3-point shot also translates well. So we've worked really hard in the off season once he got back, in May off that knee injury and, you know, he's shooting 3s in practice, and I would expect that he'll continue to shoot them once we start playing games.
Now, you know, we talked earlier about 2 of the guys who really flourished when, you know, your roster was shorthanded. One was Arthur Kaluma, one was Trey Alexander. It's not really, I think, pronounced enough how good Kaluma was in the NCAA tournament. He averaged 18-9 in 2 games. Could we see a freshman and sophomore spike for him?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, he's really transformed his body and is in great condition. And you know, I said on multiple occasions during the year last year that, you know, he shot up much better in practice than he did in games. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting the breakout probably to come a little sooner than it did. But I think what we saw in the NCAA tournament is indicative of what he is as a shooter. And you know, you're exactly right, John. He and Trey Alexander played so well late in the season for us, and you know, Trey's ability to run the team and play the point guard position and, you know, handle the pressure that everybody threw at us because everybody knew we had nobody else over there that could handle the basketball and that at that point in the season with the injury. So I think you'll see a nice spike both from Trey and Arthur, and you know, obviously we're excited to have him here, and you know, their work ethic is really incredible, and that's why they continue to make great strides.
Other than Baylor Shireman, which newcomer do you think will have the biggest impact for Creighton this season?
You know, I think there are a few. I think Francisco Farabello really fits how we play. I mentioned Ben Stoltzberg earlier. He can play a couple different positions. Reminds me of a bigger Marcus Zagorowski, a lot of those same skill set. And, you know, we redshirted Mason Miller last year. He's one of the best athletes on the team, one of the best shooters on the team. He's put on 15 pounds of muscle. I'll be disappointed if he's not in the rotation. And then I've really been pleased with Frederick King's development since he's arrived on campus in June. Defensively, I think he's going to be able to do some of the same things that Kalkbrenner does for us in protecting the rim. And he can really run, really plays hard. And and then Jason Green, the other freshman from Omaha, he's a very versatile frontline player, can play a couple different positions. So it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out. If everybody stays healthy, this is as deep a team as I've ever had.
Great head coach Greg McDermott joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, we're going to see, obviously, I think, a deeper and more balanced Big East, but this will be obviously the first Big East season that you've had without Jay Wright at Villanova. What does it feel like entering a season with obviously a new head coach with the Wildcats?
Yeah, you know, the conference meetings were different without question in the spring. Jay brought so much leadership to this league, and you know, I think if you were to ask coaches around the league who were here in 2013, why it worked so well, I think Jay Wright would deserve a lot of that credit. He made sure everybody stayed on the same page, that we put the league first, and that we did everything we could to try to move this new league forward. And not having that voice in the room is certainly there's certainly a void. But obviously we've added great coaches to the league. The four new guys I think are they've proven themselves at other places and really bring a new energy to the conference. So I think the league's going to be really, really good again, and we're excited to get going. But we have a very difficult non-conference schedule before we even start to worry about the Big East.
Well, it's interesting you said that, because starting November 21st, when you get to the Maui Invitational, every game that you play the rest of the season is going to be against a power conference team. I know you play BYU in Las Vegas, but they're going to be in the Big 12 next year. Have you ever played 27 power conference caliber games of the 31 before the postseason?
No. And I'm not sure how intelligent it is, but we'll find out. I've always believed, John, you schedule to the ability of your team. And, last year we played a little weaker non-conference schedule because we knew we were going to have five new starters. We're going to play some young guys, and I think you have to give them some opportunity for growth and have some success. But this team needs to be tested early, and obviously the Maui Classic will be a great test for us, and then to come back and go to Texas and host Nebraska and then go to Vegas and play BYU and Arizona State will be a great way to prep us for the Big East. So I think it'll be a heck of a challenge for our team, but I think it's something we needed to do. We also are hosting the NCAA Volleyball Championships for 7 or 8 days here in December. So truth be told, we're out of our arena, so that's why we had to find a couple neutral site games in Vegas.
Well, you look at obviously what you did last year, you weren't healthy. In 2017, you weren't healthy either. Mo Watson tore his ACL. In 2020, we didn't have an NCAA tournament, but before obviously everything got shut down, Marcus Zagorowski was dealing with an injury. Your best teams, for the most part, have not really been healthy in March. How bad do you just want to crack with all hands on deck?
It would sure be nice. We've had some really strange injuries happen late in the season to some pretty key components of our team. So I think that you'd like to think that at some point that little streak will end and we can stay healthy. But, the good news, as I mentioned earlier, John, is like this is one of our deepest teams. And I really believe that, we have the depth to overcome, a sprained ankle that cost a guy a couple games or somebody gets knocked out. Let's hope COVID doesn't come back. But if it does, if somebody's knocked out for a week or 10 days, that we have the depth to not totally tank it when something like that happens. And I think the experiences of last year and being able to play through some of those injury situations and hardships that were thrown our way, I think really helped this team grow. And I think they understand that you always have to be ready when your number's called. You got to be ready to play. And I'm confident this group will be able to do that.
Well, and you're playing, obviously, for the top spot in the Big East once you navigate that difficult non-conference schedule. One thing you've never done at Creighton is win an outright Big East regular season title. Have you discussed that with your team?
Not really. I know it's one of their goals this group was really disappointed last year. We've been to the final of the Big East tournament four times. We haven't won it yet in the 9 years that we've been in the league, and they were really disappointed that they couldn't be the first ones to kick that door down. So You know, I think they understand that there's an opportunity this season for a lot of first, but there's also a lot of work to do. And there's, you know, we're going to have to, as I mentioned, we're going to have to put ourselves second and really play unselfish basketball and put the team first. And if we can do that, we have a chance, I think, to have a very successful and enjoyable season. And I think some special things can happen.
Well, that's obviously the hope. And, you know, you've been in this situation before. We talked about the 13-14 team who, you know, went to the NCAA tournament as a three seed. How do you get this team to Selection Sunday in a similar or better position when it comes to seeding for the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think we approach it like we have in the past, and that's just don't get too far ahead of yourself. You know, it has to be a day-by-day approach. The league is too good to ever look past anybody. So as soon as you relax at any point, you know, really starting to your point on November 21st through the Big East tournament, we don't have any chances to relax.
Right.
You know, our preparation needs to be on point. The extra work that we do outside of practice time, that routine has to be consistent. And then we really have to be locked into what we're trying to accomplish on the practice floor. And you know, if you do all your work, then I think things have a way of working themselves out. So, you know, we'll just keep it pretty simple and pretty basic like we have in the past and try to get the new guys up to speed in terms of, you know, how we're going to play on both ends of the floor. And you know, I think we've really upgraded ourselves offensively with the improvement of some of the young guys and some of the pieces that we've added. But we have to make sure that we're one of the best defensive teams in the Big East again a year ago because, you know, frankly, that's why we were able to overachieve in a lot of people's eyes a year ago is because, you know, we made great strides on the defensive end of the floor, and that's going to have to be a constant force again this season.
Well, Mac, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover. Appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are, and as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
All right. Thanks, John.
I'd like to thank Creighton head coach Greg McDermott for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also, I want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show, and please feel free to leave us comments. And also, check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archives, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Our first question comes from Chris Michael, and it's, John, what's a reasonable expectation for Maryland fans and Kevin Willard's first season? Well, I'm going to see Maryland practice here in a couple of days. I think that the goal for Maryland should be to be probably about a 500 team in Kevin Willard's first year. I think they'll be picked in the bottom half of the Big Ten. But yeah, I think this is a team that's building. I don't think, you know, the NCAA tournament feels within reach, at least from my vantage point in year one for Maryland under Kevin Willard. Will M wants to know, who are your surprise teams in the Big East? You know, I think Butler is a real surprise candidate in the Big East. They've got good pieces back from last year. You add Thad Matta, proven coach. Manny Bates, the NC State transfer, could be one of the top newcomers in the conference. Eric Hunter Jr. also stabilizes the point guard spot, the transfer from Purdue. I think Butler has a chance to be a surprise team in the Big East this season. Five Good Nuggets this week is being brought to you by Geico. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on car insurance, Geico can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, Bryce So Nice. Kentucky transfer Bryce Hopkins is going to put up substantial numbers this season for Providence. Caught him last week in practice. He takes and makes threes with ease for the Friars. He will be a good one for Ed Cooley. Nugget number two, Dre Day. You know, UConn's Andre Jackson could be one of college basketball's most interesting players this season. Look for UConn to use Jackson in a Ben Simmons-type facilitating role at 6'6". In last year's postseason, Jackson had 14 assists to just two turnovers. Nugget number three, perception change. You know, being on the road last week, being in New England, seeing Rhode Island, and seeing UMass really set home to me one storyline. The Atlantic 10's national perception has drastically changed with the hirings of Archie Miller at Rhode Island, Frank Martin at UMass, and Fran Dunphy at LaSalle. Nugget number four, November rain. How about San Diego State's schedule from November 11th to November 29th? BYU at home, at Stanford, three games in the Maui Invitational. They'll start with Ohio State in the first round, and then they host UC Irvine. Like we heard in the Shawshank Redemption, get busy living, get busy dying. And nugget number five, I'm on the road again. I'll be in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia to check out more schools, more practices this week, and report back next week right here on the College Hoops Today podcast. We'd like to thank Creighton head coach Greg McDermott for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.